Now, if you discretize the solution with the finite elements as suggested in the figure, and you choose your test function among these finite elements, you can calculate explicitly the integrals over the interest rates. And this is shown in the syllabus with one term in particular, where you can now swap or exchange the order between the integral and the sum, so that after having done so, you have integrals over functions that are entirely known. So you'll have integrals over the interest rate of the finite elements and their derivatives times polynomials which of the interest rate. Therefore, you can now summarize all these integrals in terms of a notation, the bra and the ket, which are usually used in quantum mechanics, and formulate a problem where the unknown past value of the bond, as you integrate backwards in time, is given in terms of known values of the bond at the present time. And the problem that remains, in fact, is a linear problem. Matrix times an unknown vector is equal to a known vector. And if you look at the shape of this matrix, you'll find out that, in fact, it is tridiagonal because the finite elements, which overlap only with their nearest neighbors, create couplings. These integrals over neighboring elements contribute only when the neighbors are for nearest neighbors. So you get contribution only from nearest neighbors, and therefore the matrix is tridiagonal. To solve now this linear problem, you can use, in fact, any technique you want. Here we will use an iterative technique called the symmetric successive over relaxation, which is described in standard finite element courses. And this, in fact, to prepare yourself to the solution of the American options that have to be solved iteratively and will be used as well with a projected method that will be developed in the next chapter. Having formulated the linear problem, in fact, the only thing that remains to be seen is how do you calculate with a computer these overlap integrals, these brackets. And in the vMarket applet, this has been done using a so-called tunable integration scheme that combines two different quadrature rules. In fact, to calculate the area below a certain function, as displayed in the figure, you could use either a trapezoidal rule, approximating the area below the function with a trapeze, or you could use a midpoint rule, where you approximate the area with a rectangle. Now, both of these techniques are exactly as precise one as the other, and you could in fact mix both of them using a parameter to give more or less weight for one or the other quadrature. And if you do so, you formulate the so-called tunable integration scheme, which will allow you to in fact solve with finite element approximations in a standard way, obtained for a value of one-third of this tunable integration parameter. But you can also reproduce piecewise constant elements for a value of zero of that parameter, or recover the so-called Crank-Nicholson scheme when this parameter is equal to one. So even though you formulated a finite element scheme, in fact you get the same end result as a Crank-Nicholson finite difference method. And this is quite powerful, since by varying this parameter, you will be able to test whether your solution is really independent of the method which you choose, as it should be. So it provides quite a lot of flexibility. Using this tunable integration scheme, you can now evaluate explicitly what is the value of these brackets and calculate all the different contributions to your matrix. The scheme that is then implemented in the vMarket applet, it consists in different sections. The first section essentially only defines the parameters from the applet input and defines the model for the spot rate forecast. A second part then calculates the value of the matrix in terms of these overlap integrals, and you can verify how the brackets that have been calculated in the syllabus appear explicitly in the formation of the tri-diagonal matrix. Having calculated the matrix A and B corresponding to the terms in your equation in the notes for the Vasicek equation, you can then calculate explicitly what is the right-hand side vector by multiplication of the matrix B with the previous values that are known, and then calculate the solution in terms of this linear problem, here using a successive over relaxation method. The last part of the code, in fact, is the diagnostics and uses the solution that has been calculated now from the linear problem, and by taking a logarithm, calculates the yield that corresponds to the discount function. I let you try out now the finite element scheme that solves for the value of the Vasicek equation in the case of description of the interest rate that takes into account for the economic cycle and has also finite market price of risk. And you should now play a little bit with the tunable integration parameter tune quad to see if the solution really depends on that parameter, and also make the integration more or less implicit by changing the time theta parameter between the value of 0.5 and 1. In fact, your solution, if it has any financial significance, should not depend on these parameters. If it does depend, then you know you should increase either the number of mesh points or reduce the time step, and sometimes both of them. You saw that the formulation of this finite element method is considerably more complicated than the finite differencing in the previous section. However, if you look at the computational cost and compare this with the Kranz-Nicholson scheme generally used with finite differences to calculate such financial differential equations, you'll find out that the computational cost is exactly the same. And using a little bit more analytical formulation, a little bit more robust formulation in terms of a variational principle, you gain a lot of flexibility. And in my opinion, to use the Kranz-Nicholson scheme has only historical interest. Nowadays, for the same cost, as I said, you can formulate finite element schemes that provide a lot more flexibility, and I recommend that you do that instead and still test the Kranz-Nicholson scheme using the value of the parameter that corresponds.